In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
Greetings to all of the brothers and sisters today.
愿各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
This afternoon, the topic for our sermon is Seeing Your Face in Righteousness.
今天下午要与大家分享的题目是在义中见你的面。
In the old days, when people having a long distant relationship,
在古代如果人们有一段关系，可是是朋友的关系，
相隔两地的，
相隔两地。
They were introduced to get to know each other.
他们被介绍认识了。
But they are so far apart, they haven't seen each other.
可是他们相隔两地，所以没有机会见面。
And then what did they do?
那他们应该怎么做呢？
They will start writing letters to each other.
刚开始他们会用写信的方式。
Because back in those days, letter is the only means of communication.
因为在以前，信件是联络感情的方式。
Not even photograph was available.
那时候甚至还没有照片。
However, people can still exchange their thoughts and share their daily life in the letters.
可是人们可以通过信件的往返来跟对方分享自己的心事还有日常生活。
And if both sides, their frequency really clicks, they really have a lot of common interest.
如果双方发现彼此都对同一些事情有一些兴趣，
the feelings, the emotion will be developed.
他们的感情会日渐增长。
Even though it's very far apart.
就算是距离非常遥远，
but seeing the letter, sometimes just like imagine that what the person will be.
是，可是看到寄过来的信件，就像看到那个人一样开心。
Until one day, both sides has overcome all the obstacles and distances.
直到某一天，两个人克服距离上的困难。
They're all looking forward to the day they meet.
他们都很期待相见的那一天。
That is the old day. Right now, of course, we cannot imagine this happened today because nowadays.With a click of electronics, internet, everything you can see each other, even though you're far apart.
当然，这是在以前的方式。现在我们就可以用更多、更便利的方式来联络感情。
But back in the ancient, in the past, that relationship were built up in a slower place, and the building of anticipation sometimes is what attracts.
所以在过去的年代，你需要更多的耐心来培养这段感情。
And the 期待哈、huh? the anticipation and the expectation.
还有内心的期待。
Now, can you imagine our relationship with God is a long distant one?
所以我们现在可以开始来想象，我们与神的关系就像一场遥远的关系。
Because God is in heaven.
因为神在天上。
We are living on earth.
我们住在地上。
God is a spiritual realm.
神住在灵里面。
We are in a physical world.
我们就在这个物质的世界。
But you know what? According to the Bible, we are.Betrothed, we are engaged to our spiritual husband, which is God.
可是，在灵里面，我们就像已经被许配给丈夫的妇人一样。
But physically, spiritually, sometimes we have distances.
可是，在灵里或者是物质空间里面，我们是有距离的。
But we all share one hope.
可是，我们是一起在期待一件事情。
What is that hope?
那个信心，那个希望是什么？
盼望啊。
那个盼望是什么？
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 17.
我们一起来翻到诗篇十七篇。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Psalm 17, verse 15.
诗篇十七篇十五节。
Psalm 17, verse 15.
十七篇十五节，至于我，我必在意中见你的面。我醒了的时候，得见你的形象，就心满意足了。
This is a very beautifully written psalm.
这是一篇非常美的诗篇。
And in this psalm,King David concludes the psalm with a very beautiful prayer and a petition.
大卫，诗人大卫用这一节非常美丽的京句来结束这一篇。
Can you imagine David was a king? He had all the splendor and the enjoyment and glory of the world.
你可以想象，身为国王的大卫，有什么东西是他无法享受到的呢？
But actually, he didn't really relent. We didn't really try to retain anything in this world.
可是他并不想要用这个世界上一切美好的事物来满足他自己。
That means if he died that night, he would not be regretting about anything in this world that he lose.
就等于说那天晚上如果他就这样在睡梦中过世，他也不会很后悔说自己没有享受到什么。
Actually, he would be happy.
其实他是很开心的。
Because he knows there will be one day that after his life finished, he will see God face to face in righteousness.
因为知道，当他生命结束那一天，在他醒过来的时候，他可以在义中见主的面。
Just like as I described at the beginning, in a long-term, long-distance relationship.
就像我刚刚先前提到的一段远距离恋爱。
At the end, you got to see each other face to face.
在最后的时刻是两人相见的时刻。
In a place that both sides agree.
在两个人都相约在一个地方。
Physically, maybe you meet each other in a coffee shop in a very beautiful environment.
可能你们约在一个很美丽的咖啡店。
The first time you see each other face to face and talk face to face instead of writing a letter.
第一次可以坐下来面对面这样谈话。
And one day we'll see God face to face.
我们一样，有一天我们有机会与神面对面。
Not in a coffee shop, but in righteousness.
不是在咖啡厅，而是在义中。
So today we're going to explain this verse. What does it mean to us?
所以今天我们要来解释到底在义中见主的面是什么意思。
First of all, why couldn't human beings see God face to face right now?
第一个就是人为什么不能与神面对面呢
？Because our ancestor Adam has committed sin.
因为我们的始祖亚当已经犯了罪。
Before human being committed sin, next line.
在人们犯罪之前
，next line. They see God face to face every single day.
他们每天都是看见神的。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
我们一起翻到创世纪第一章第二十六节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
第一章二十六节，神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。”
27.
二十七节，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Now God said, "Let us make man in our image."
神说。让我们按照自己的形象来造人吧。
When God made human being, He made human being in His image.
当神造人的时候，他是用自己的形象来造人。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？God's image is holiness.
神的形象是圣洁。
And it's righteousness.
是公义。
And it's holiness, and it's also love.
也是一个爱。
So God made human being have this, all this character.
所以神造人成为这些样式。
And righteousness is His image.
仁义是他的形象。
So that's why when God made Adam, God made Adam having all the character that God has.
所以神在亚当的个性里面放入这一些的本质。
God is spirit. He didn't have two eyes, one nose, one mouth.
神是个灵，他没有眼睛、鼻子、嘴巴。
But his character is righteousness.
可是他的个性，他的本质是公义的。
And his holiness.
还有圣洁。
So Adam inherited all his spiritual image.
所以亚当就遗传了所有神的特质。
Just like nowadays, if you look at the children in the church.
所以像今天你看到教会里的孩子。
Sometimes you don't have to ask. Look at the face and you think about the father's face or the mother's side.
有时候你不用问他是谁，你看到他的脸就会想起他的爸爸或妈妈。
Because it looks so similar.
因为他与父母长得很像。
Sometimes the way they talk, the way they walk, even resemble the parents. One of the parents at least.
有时候连他们讲话的样子或是 走路的样子都像父母。
So human being actually inherited God's image.
所以神的孩子是有神的形象的。
They have inherited God's face.
他们好像遗传了神的样子。
Of course, every day they can talk without any hindrances.
当然每天他们可以自由自在地与神面对面说话。
Until one day.
直到有一天。
Things has changed.
事情发生了改变。
That is characterized by even the weather change in the Garden of Eden.
在圣经里面，甚至用天气来形容。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 8.
我们来翻创世纪第三章第八节。天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
Look at how the Bible describes there's a changing of relationship.
我们来看看圣经如何来描述。
On that day, even the weather in the Garden of Eden changed.
甚至伊甸园里都起了凉风。
Wow, the wind blows and it seems that something is happening. The leaf may have fallen even.
可能起了凉风，树叶凋零，好像发生什么恐怖的事情。
Actually, the Lord was walking around in the garden just like usual.
其实神正在园中行走，就像平常一样。
He was ready to talk to his children face to face.
他就像平常一样要与他的孩子来说话。
But his children didn't want to face God, didn't want to see God face to face.
可是他的孩子不想见他的面。
Because they have noticed that they are naked.
因为他们发现自己是赤身露体的。
Well, there's nothing wrong to be naked. If you have not done anything wrong being naked, this is not anything wrong.
如果按照他们平常，其实赤身露体没什么大不了的。
Because Adam and Eve, they were husband and wife.
因为他们两个人是夫妻。
So nothing wrong to be naked to each other.
所以赤身露体没什么特别的。
At that time, there was no other people on earth.
在那个时候，世界上也没有其他人。
So why are they worried?
他们到底担心什么呢？
And why do we have to hide their face from God?
为什么他们要躲避神的面？
Actually, it's the sin they have committed.
其实是因为他们犯的罪。
They have done something that God doesn't want them to do, doesn't allow them to do.
他们已经犯下神告诉他们不要做的事。
So from that moment, human being didn't want to see God face to face.
所以从那一刻开始，人再也不想见到神了。
Look at our life, right? If there's anything you are hiding from your parents, you don't want your parents' face to know you are doing not something right.
就像如果我们小时候犯错了，我们就不敢去看妈妈的脸。
If you didn't want your husband or your wife to see anything, any of your secret on your cell phone or computer or your browsing history, doesn't mean it's not something right.
如果你在日常生活当中不想要你的另外一半看你的手机、看你的电脑、看你看过的网站，那就是有发生什么事了。
If you've done something wrong, you're going to hide it.
如果你做了什么事，想要把它隐藏起来。
Especially, you don't want God to know.
特别是你不想要神知道。
Actually,You are deceiving yourself because God knows already. You don't even have to hide. God knows everything.
其实你是欺骗自己，因为你不用躲，神早就知道了。
God was just pretending nothing happened, and hopefully they will confess. They will ask God to forgive.
只是神当作事情还没发生，他在等你回转。
But Adam and Eve didn't ask God for forgiveness.
可是亚当夏娃没有祈求神的原谅。
But they want to hide their face, hide themselves from God's face.
他们只想躲藏起来，躲避神的面。
So from then on, human being cannot see God's face to face.
所以从那天开始，人就不能见神的面了。
Even until the time of Moses, they know.
就算到了摩西的时代
，If anyone see God's face,
他们都知道，只要人见了神的面
，that person will die.
那个人马上会死亡。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 33, verse 20.
我们来看出埃及记第三十三章第二十节。
Exodus chapter 33, verse 20.
第三十三章第二十节，又说你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。
This is God talking to Moses.
这是神跟摩西说的话。
At the time, Moses was a worker of God. He led the people of Israel out of Egypt.
那时候摩西是神的工人，他已经带领百姓出埃及。
Moses was humble and gentle. His spirituality is better than anything else in the whole world.
摩西的修养是比世界上任何人都好。
But God even told Moses.
可是神也是告诉摩西
I can let you see my glory, but you cannot see me face to face.
我可以让你亲眼见证我的荣耀，可是你不能见我的面。
Because no man shall see me and live.
因为人见我的面不能存活。
Why?
为什么？
Because human have sin.
因为人是有罪的。
God is light. God is perfect light, pure light.
神是完全的，神是光。
And if the sin is not dealt with, nobody can see God because it will be condemned immediately, will be punished, will be judged.
如果罪还在人的身上，我们是不能见神的，一见面就会得到惩罚。
Including Moses, because he lived in the Old Testament time.
包括摩西，因为他还在旧约里。
In the Old Testament time, no one can see God face to face.
在旧约里，没有人可以得见神。
So that's why God has to protect him. I will pass, and you will see my back, but you do not see me.
所以神保护摩西，他说：“我会经过你面前，可是你会看见我的背，不会看见我的面。”
Let's read 23.
我们来看二十三节。
Let's read 23.
二十三节，然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不得见我的面。
So on that day, God passed through His glory in front of Moses, so Moses can only see God's back but not His face.
所以当那一天他神的荣耀经过的时候。他得见神的背，却不得见神的面。
Now, can you see in the Old Testament, even though people try to draw close to God, but they couldn't.
我们可以看到，在旧约里，就算人想要亲近神，也是没有办法。
That's why David, when he wrote this psalm, he wished that he can see God face to face one day.
这就是为什么大卫在写这个诗篇的时候，他期待有一天可以与神亲自面对面。
But nobody can enjoy this privilege.
可是没有人可以享受这个
特权了。
特权。
Until in the appointed time when Lord Jesus Christ came to this world.
直到在主耶稣在预定的时候来到这个世界上。
Let's turn to John chapter 1 verse 18.
我们来看约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1 verse 18.
约翰福音第一章十八节。
This is one of the very important verses. I hope everybody will underline this in your Bible. Make a note.
这是一个非常重要的经节，我希望每个人可以在自己的圣经上面画下来。
John chapter 1 verse 18。
约翰福音第一章十八节，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Okay, in this verse that no one has seen God at any time.
这里说没有人看见过神。
Because God is spirit, he is on high, he is holy, he is absolutely holy, pure.
因为神在至圣的圣洁里面。
Just like the Bible described, he lives in approachable light.
就像圣经说，他住在一个人不能靠近的光里。
That's why nobody can come to him because he's too holy. We are sinful.
就是我们因为太罪恶，他太圣洁，所以我们无法靠近他。
But God wants to break this barrier.
可是神想要打破这个藩篱。
He wants you see us to see him face to face.
他希望我们有这个机会可以见到他。
So he came to the world in flesh.
所以他道成肉身来到这个世界。
Yes, he became a human being. That is Jesus Christ.
他成为肉身，就是主耶稣基督。
So here is that no one had ever seen God.
所以从来没有人看见神。
But the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father has declared him.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他显现出来。
Now this verse is a very important verse.
这是一个非常重要的经节。
Because this verse tells us that God manifesting Himself through Jesus Christ.
因为神说他用独生子将他自己表明出来。
Now, when you read this version, you think that oh yeah, only the begotten Son, right? Only the begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father has declared.
我们如果看这个版本是说只有在父怀里的独生子。
Of course, if you understand this version, it's also good.
如果 你明白这个版本也是可以的。
Because being the Son reflect manifest the Father.
就是这个孩子他表明了他的父亲。
But if you look at another version,
可是如果你看另外一个版本
the original version actually is not describing Jesus is the begotten Son.
在另外一个版本是说主耶稣他并不是那个子。
Actually, they use another term to describe Jesus.
他用另外一个字来描述主耶稣。
Of course, we understand Jesus is the Son. There's no problem. The whole Bible talks about Jesus is the Son of God.
我们知道主耶稣在整个圣经里面就是神独生子的角色。
But in a deeper spiritual meaning, deeper spiritual concept.
可是在属灵里面深度的意涵。
Jesus, not only he is the Son, but he is God himself.
主耶稣不只是这一位独生子，他更是神本身。
I want to show you next line another two versions. One is in English, one is in Chinese.Different version.
我们来看另外一个版本。
We'll read you the English Standard Version on John chapter 1:18.
我来读这个
英文的，你等一
下读中文。英文的版本。
English Standard Version. This is one of the most updated, accurate version that Christians are now using, including our church.
这是现在最新的英文版本。
Verse 18. No one has ever seen God. The only God. He didn't say the begotten Son.The only God who is at the Father's side, He has made Him known. And now we can ask the translator to read LTC, another updated Chinese translation.
我们现在来读这个中文版的是：从来没有人看见过神，只有那位在父怀里的独生子，神将他表明出来。
What does it mean here?
这样是什么意思？
Yes, Jesus is the begotten Son.
是的，主耶稣就是那位独生子。
Yes, under the salvation plan, God came to the world, become a human being. He is under time and space.
在救恩的计划里，在时空的限制里，他是那一位独生子。
Yes, he is a human form.
他有带着人的肉体。
He has to pray to the Father.
他也向天上的父祷告。
He has to be baptized to show us the righteousness.
他也经过洗礼来表明主的义。
However, in spirit, who is Jesus?
可是在灵里面主耶稣是谁
He is that. No one has ever seen God, but the only God who is at the Father's side. He's talking about Jesus.
这里讲说没有人看见过神，只有那位在父怀里的独生子，也就是神。
He is that. He's God. Actually, Jesus in spirit, he is the one true God.
在灵里面主耶稣就是那位独一真神。
But of course, under salvation, sometimes he has to be taken in a human form. He humbled himself to pray.To the Father, to follow Father, the Father's will.
但是局限于时空之下的救恩计划，他必须先来到这个世界上走这一遭。
So, chapter 1 verse 18 tells us, if you see Jesus, actually you see God.
所以如果我们看见了主耶稣，就是看见了神。
Jesus is God himself.
主耶稣就是神本身。
Jesus is, next slide, Jesus is the one true God.
主耶稣就是独一真神。
Now, with this concept, if you read chapter 1, verse 18, we understand that the rest of the book of John explain this concept very clearly.
所以有了这个观念之后，我们来读第一章十八节就非常的明白。
Let's turn to John 14, verse 9.
我们来看约翰福音十四章第九节。
John 14, verse 9.
约翰福音十四章第九节，耶稣对他说：“腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？”
Here, Philip, one of the disciples of Jesus, asked Jesus one favor.
这里是主的一个门徒腓力，他请主耶稣来做一件事。
Oh, if you can manifest the Father to us to see, then we'll be happy. We'll be so satisfied.
如果求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
Because Philip understand in the Bible, no one can never see God, so he asked Jesus, "Can you see? Can you manifest the Father, the God, so that they can see?"
腓力因为他也知道从来没有人见过神，所以他就求主耶稣把神显给他们看。
But Jesus asked Philip.
可是主耶稣问腓力说
，I've been with you for so long, you don't know me?
我已经跟你们在一起这么久，你不认识我吗
？He who has seen me has seen the Father.
人看见了我，就等于看见了父。
So how can you say, "Show me the Father"?
所以你怎么能说，请将父显给我们看呢
？Wow, that means Lord Jesus Christ is coming to the world is so important.
所以表明主耶稣来到这个世界上是这么重要的一件事。
If anybody see Jesus, they see the Father.
因为人只要见了主耶稣，就看见了父亲。
Because in spirit, Jesus is the one true God.
因为在灵里面，主耶稣就是那一位独一真神。
But the people at the time, they cannot take this idea.
可是当时的人听不懂。
They try to stone Jesus. They try to kill Jesus.
他们想要拿起石头来杀主耶稣。
But today we understand this mystery.
可是今天我们明白这个奥秘。
That is the first article of faith in true Jesus Church. We believe in one true God.
这是我们十大信条的第一条，就是我们相信独一真神。
Jesus Christ is the one true God.
主耶稣就是那一位独一真神。
Now, of course, when we talk about Godhead, talk about the concept of God is very deep.
当然，神性谈起来是非常的深奥。
But we have to understand one thing.
可是我们要明白一件事。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们请翻到哥林多前书第十三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12.
哥林多前书十三章十二节。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Now today when we are here under time and space with our limited understanding, we are talking about spiritual things. We are just like seeing a mirror dimly to see the image.
现在我们在这边读着神的话，就像对着镜子照一样，因为我们被局限住了。
During the spiritual convocation of students, one of the favorite studentThe session is called the Q&A, right? Q&A.
在学生灵恩会里面最受欢迎的一堂课就是问与答。
Because people like to ask questions.
因为很多小朋友喜欢问问题。
I remember even when I was young in Hong Kong, during a spiritual convocation, we have a session called Q&A too, right?
我记得
you can ask any question, write in a paper, and the elder will answer you.
我记得我小时候在香港灵恩会也有一堂叫问与答。
And then people love this session. And we as a preacher, we really afraid of this session.
我们小时候很喜欢写问题上去让长老回答，可是等我当传道之后，我就不是很喜欢这一节课了。
Because people have all sorts of difficult questions, they try to throw it onto you. They think the preacher you know everything.
因为人们很喜欢用各式各样的问题来问传道，他们觉得传道什么都知道。
Now even Paul, he cannot say he understand everything.
这里保罗他也说他并不是完全都清楚明白。
Now we see something about spiritual will or God's will. We're just seeing a bronze mirror.
我们现在在读神的话，在猜神的旨意，其实就很像古代在照铜镜一样。
In the past, people didn't have a glass mirror or make of today's material.
以前的镜子跟现在的不一样，没有那么清楚。
It's made of bronze, and then it's the reflection is not perfect.
以前是用铜来做镜子，所以它的反照并不是那么清楚。
So now we see God's things, spiritual world, just like a blurry image.
所以我们现在在看神的话，其实也是有一点模糊不清的。
God's salvation plan is not totally clear.
整个救恩计划，我们并不是完全明白。
Something very deep, something very spiritual, something about future, we don't know.
有一些非常的深奥，有一些还在未来，我们不明白。
Or sometimes we want to ask, why God, why you want me to go through this?
很多时候我们会问神，为什么我必须经过这样的痛苦呢？
When you deliver me?
你什么时候才要拯救我？
What is your will?
到底你的旨意是什么？
We don't know.
我们不知道。
Sometimes in the future you may know.
可能到了未来某一天你就明白了。
But some things, even the moment you pass away, you don't know.
可是有一些事情是直到我们离开世界那一天我们还是不清楚。
Don't worry, Paul said, you know, one day we'll see God face to face.
可是不要担心，有一天我们会与神面对面。
So, at that time we can ask him.
到那一天你就可以来面对面。
So you can write down all the questions, right? If whatever the preacher answers you, you're not happy, keep it in a notebook.
所以今天你可以把你的问题写下来，如果传道的回答你不是很满意的话。
In the future you see Jesus, you can ask him directly.
以后你到天国与神面对面，你可以问他。
Now let's turn to Job, the book of Job, 19, chapter 19, verse 25.
我们来翻到约伯记第十九章二十五节。
For a person who is suffering, who didn't see the light or the any hope at the time,
当一个人受苦到深处，他没有看到任何希望的时候
，He has a hope to see God face to face.
他只有一个希望，就是他要与神面对面。
Let's turn to Job chapter 19, verse 25.
我们来看约伯记十九章二十五节。
Let's read.
二十五节，我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站在地上。二十六，我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。
27.
二十七，我自己要见他，亲眼要见他。并不像外人，我的心肠在我里面消灭了。
When you read the book of Job, you see a person who is being tested to the ultimate limit.
如果我们看到约伯记所记载的，我们就明白人在肉身所受的极限的痛苦。
Job lost all his possession.
他失去了所有的财产。
He lost all his children.
也失去了所有的孩子。
And eventually, he has lost his health.
后来也失去了自己的健康。
He didn't know why it happens to him.
他不知道这些事为什么会发生在他身上。
Because he didn't do anything that deserved this kind of punishment.
因为他并没有做任何事情让他必须承受这样的痛苦。
He's a God-fearing man.
他是一个敬畏神的人。
He also helped people, do a lot of charity.
他也做很多的善事。
But why he have to go through this?
为什么他必须经历这样的苦难呢？
He didn't know.
他不明白。
And even when he tried to debate with God, God didn't answer him. God remained silent.
就算他想要与神辩论的时候，神也不回答他。
So it was so much pain for him to bear.
所以他的心里充满了痛苦。
In our life, sometimes we experience God may be silent.
有时候在我们的生命当中也会出现一样的情况。
We try to examine ourselves. We didn't done anything to deserve this, but why have to go through this?
我们深深的考察自己的行为，也不明白为什么我没做什么也要经历这样的事情。
Of course, Job didn't know because there's something going on in the spiritual world, spiritual realm.
当然，约伯不明白，因为这个事情的背后是在天庭所发生的另一幕。
That God know that Job can endure all this, and Job will bring glory to God after he endure all the suffering.
神知道约伯可以经历这一切的考验，最后将荣耀归给神。
Because God knows that Job is going to prove devil wrong.
因为神知道约伯会证明魔鬼是错的。
Because the devil tried to say that everyone worship God because they try to get something benefit from God.
因为魔鬼告诉神，人来敬拜神都是为了背后的利益。
If you don't protect him, he'll forsake you right away.
如果你不保护他，他马上就离开你。
But God knows Job isn't a person like this.
可是神知道约伯不是这样的人。
God knows that Job can overcome this spiritual battle.
神知道约伯可以打赢这一场属灵的战争。
God knows that Job is going to be edified, and the people for generation to come will be edified.
神知道约伯可以经历这场考验来造就我们后世代每一个人。
And then he himself will be edified.
他自己本身也会得到造就。
That Job, after going through all this, he'll see God, he'll touch God, he'll know God better than before.
当约伯经历这一切的考验之后，他会亲眼见神，像摸到神一样。
But at the time, Job didn't know any about this.
可是，在当时发生事情的时候，约伯什么都不知道。
He didn't know about the future.
他也不知道未来。
He also didn't know what happened in the spiritual world.
他也不知道在属灵的世界里发生了什么事。
But Holy Spirit moved him, and he understood one thing.
可是圣灵引导他，让他明白一件事。
Even though if I die.
就算我有一天要走。
Yes, this flesh, this skin will be destroyed.
是的，这个皮肉会灭绝。
Let's read verse 26 again.
我们再读二十六节一次。
And after my skin is destroyed,
我这皮肉灭绝之后。
This I know, that in my flesh, I shall see God.
我必在肉体之外得见神。
I don't understand why this happened to me.
我不明白为什么这件事发生在我身上。
But I know my body, my health, my skin will pass one day.
可是我知道有一天我这个身体会灭绝。
But my God is waiting for me.
可是我的神正在等候我。
And it's verse 25 is the gleam of hope in the darkest hour for Job.
二十五节就是在极黑的黑暗当中，约伯抓住的一点亮光。
Let's read again, verse 25.
我们一起来读二十五节。
Let's read 25, 1, 2, 3. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth.Yes, he knows that his Redeemer lives, never change.
是的，约伯知道他的救赎主活着，从不改变。
And then verse 27.
还有二十七节。
Also, please read verse 27 together.
我们一起读二十七节。
It's a very powerful verse. It's our hope, actually, in the midst of suffering and trials.
是一个在受苦当中的人的希望。
One, two, three. Whom I shall see for myself, and my eye shall behold, and not another.
我的心肠在我里面消灭了。
Yearn within me, yes. Even though his heart yearned within me.
是的，就算我的心肠在我里面消灭了。
But he knows that he's going to see God face to face.
可是我知道有一天我要亲眼看见我的主。
That concept being hidden in the Old Testament.
这样的观念是被隐藏在旧约里的。
But actually, it's a prefiguration. It's the salvation plan of God.
可是其实是救恩计划的预表。
For those who believe in God.
对那些相信主的人
They will see God face to face.
有一天会与神面对面
But the question is, where do you see him face to face?
可是问题是在哪里见呢
You have to see him in righteousness.
你必须在义中见他
That's to come back to the verse that we have just read in Psalm. You have to see God in righteousness.
那我们就要回到诗篇就是我要在义中见我主的面
You can only see God when you meet him in righteousness.
你只有在义当中才能见到主的面
That means if you are not in righteousness, you cannot see him.
表示如果你不是在义中你就见不到主的面
You cannot say, oh, I stay in my house and God come to see me.
你不能说我待在我家等神来见我
No, you have to go into righteousness and then God is righteousness and then you see him there.
神住在义中，你必须进到义里面，才可以与他见面。
So that is the concept, that is the key today.
这就是一个关键。
If you want to see God one day,
如果你想要见神
，Are you in righteousness?
你是不是在义当中呢
？So what does it mean to be in righteousness?
那到底什么是在义当中
？Let's turn to Jeremiah 33 verse 16.
我们来看耶利米书第三十三章十六节。
Jeremiah 33:16.
耶利米书三十三章十六节，在那日子，犹大必得救，耶路撒冷必安然居住，他的名必称为耶和华我们的义。
This is a prophecy, prefiguration about Lord Jesus Christ.
这是对于主要再来，主耶稣要来的预言。
That one day the Lord will deliver us.
有一天，我们的主会拯救我们。
The Messiah will come.
弥赛亚会到。
And the chosen people of God, the Judah, will be saved.
犹大必得救
And Jerusalem, which is the city of God, will be living in peace.
神的城耶路撒冷必安然居住
But how can they be delivered?
那我们要如何被拯救呢
He said, the Lord, the city of God, is called the Lord our righteousness.
他的名必称为耶和华我们的义
Actually, righteousness, that is God himself.
其实义就是神本身
The word righteousness means right, do something right, or right in God's eyes.
义这个字的意思就是说正确的事，或者是做神眼中看为正确的事。
But the problem is, we human beings from our ancestors, they did something not right. That's why they were kicked out of Garden of Eden.
可是我们人就是在当初一开始就犯了错，所以才被驱逐出伊甸园。
When you make wrong decision,
当你做错误的决定
，do the wrong thing,
做错误的事
，the result is you lose peace.
结局就是你失去了平安。
That's it.Cannot be even more simpler.
就是这样了，失去平安。
不能再简单。
不能再简单了。
If you did not do something right, your life would not be in peace.
如果你没有做正确的事，你的生命就没有平安。
Just like Adam and Eve.
就像亚当夏娃一样。
They have lost the peace that is in God.
他们失落了，也失去了神的平安。
But the plan of God's salvation plan is to restore the peace.
可是神的救恩计划就是为人们重新找回这一份平安。
But in order to have peace, you have to do something right in God's eyes.
可是要得到这一份平安，你必须先做神眼中正确的事。
Then how can you change?
那你要如何改变？
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
我们来看哥林多前书第一章三十节。
1 Corinthians 1:30.
哥林多前书第一章三十节。
Let's read.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
He said, "Of him you are in Jesus Christ."
他说，本乎神，你们是在基督耶稣里。
And Jesus Christ is our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
而主耶稣基督又是我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
This is very clear. Jesus Christ is righteousness.
这里讲得很清楚，主耶稣就是公义。
So if you want to be meeting God in righteousness,
所以如果你想要在义中见证，
as we mentioned originally, God and human being, we were close, but we were broken relationship.
就像我刚刚提到的，我们与神的关系本来非常亲密，可是后来分开了。
Just like a couple, the marriage has broken.
就像一对婚姻破裂的夫妻，
they cannot see each other face to face. They cannot talk to each other face to face.
他们再也没办法面对面说话了。
They need to have some mediator, somebody helping in between.
他们必须要有中间人。
Who is that middle person?
谁是那个中间人？
Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣。
His cross.
他的十字架。
His blood.
他的血。
He to atone for our sin.
他来洗去我们的罪。
So that's why we can be brought back to God, and then.Jesus Christ is the righteousness.
主耶稣是公义的，所以只有借着他，我们才可以回到神身边。
That's why nobody can come to God except through Jesus Christ.
所以人如果不借着耶稣，是无法来到神面前的。
So brother and sister, we don't come here just for social gathering or for meeting friends.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们来到会堂，我们并不是来与朋友见面而已。
We want God to solve our problem.
我们想要神解决我们的问题。
But how can the problem be solved?
可是问题要如何解决呢？
Only when you enter through Jesus Christ.
只有当你进入主耶稣里面。
Only when you truly believe Lord Jesus Christ.
只有你真正相信主耶稣基督。
You only hand out your life to Him, totally follow Him.
你真正把自己的生命交给他，完全的跟随他。
Brother and sister, when you sit here today, do you have this realization?
弟兄姐妹，当你现在坐在这里，你有这样的认知吗？
Jesus is my most precious.I want to follow him all my life.
主耶稣是我最珍贵的、最宝贵的主，我要一生都跟随他。
Now, with this concept in mind, then we know.
如果有这样的观念之后，我们就知道。
One day we'll see God.
有一天我们可以得见主面。
But before we see God face to face,
可是当我们与神见到面的时候，
we better lay down and then show God what we had in secret right now.
我们最好现在就把自己所有一切在秘密当中做的事都摊出来。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 90, verse 8.
我们来翻到诗篇第九十篇第八节。
Psalm chapter 90, verse 8.
第九十篇第八节。
Chapter 90, verse 8.
第八节，你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
Verse 9.
第九节，我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
Now, as you mentioned, that Adam and Eve, when they committed sin, they have a tendency to hide it from God. They don't want to admit.
像我们刚刚提到的，亚当夏娃在犯罪之后，他们就躲起来了。
Human being is like this, right? When you do something wrong, you try to hide it.
我们人就是这样，做错事就想躲起来。
Until one day, we being like a convicted or being dragged out, being...Exposed, and we say, "Oh yes, I did it."
直到有一天我们被抓出来了，被暴露出来，我们才说，哦，是，我是这样做。
But at the time, the mercy has expired. Usually, you have no chance to repent.
可是通常这样的情况下被抓出来，我们已经没有怜悯了。
Can you imagine if Adam, after they did a mistake, immediately they said, "God, you know what? We are here. We ate the fruit, and we don't know whether you can forgive us. Please give us mercy."
我们可以想象，如果亚当夏娃一吃下善恶果，马上向主认错，说：“主啊，求你赦免我们，我们不应该这样做。”
Instead of like blaming others, try to play the victim and then try to blame everything to the wife or God or the snakes.
来取代之后所做出的行为，不怪自己而怪别人。
Will the result be different?
我相信这个结局应该是不一样。
Will it be? I don't know, but could be, might be, maybe.
或许这个结局会不同。
But I think 100% be better than finally you got convicted, even though you don't confess.
不过我相信这个 整个结局会不一样，是因为人们先认错。
So looking back now, applying to our own life.
所以现在看回我们自己的生活。
If every day we have ideas that one day I have to see God face to face.
如果我们每一天都有一个认知，就是有一天我必须与神面对面。
In a good way, that you may be receiving blessing or being carried to heaven.
当然，我们希望我们是可以被接回天家，得到祝福。
But of course, seeing God face to face also means you have to give an account to everything that you have done.
不过，我们也要知道，与神面对面的那一天，就是把自己所做的一切都摊在神面前的时候。
Now, would it be better right now that we are going to take another approach?
那是不是我们现在要做另外一方面的事呢
？This is verse 8. Let's read verse 8. Let's read together loud.
就是第八节，我们一起来读。
You have set our iniquity before you, our secret sin in the light of your countenance. Now, since we're going to see God face to face,
现在我们知道，我们就是有一天要与神面对面。
Would it be better we lay out everything to God right now if we have done anything wrong?
是不是我们现在应该先跟神说我们做错的事情
？You know, God, I want to hide something from other people, but I know I couldn't hide from you.
神啊，我有做错一些事，别人都不知道，可是我知道我不能在你面前隐藏。
Or there are something, even though I didn't know, I am in fault.
或者是不是有一些事情我自己做错了，自己都不知道。
You have to expose it to me, yes, so that let me know.
请你将它显明，让我知道。
Otherwise, I'll be passed under your wrath.
要不然，我一生的日子就在你的震怒之下。
So, would it be better approach?That we expose ourselves in front of God.
是不是我们自己先向神认错，这样比较好呢
？So there's a pastor sharing.
所以有一个传道这样分享。
Every day when we pray the first things, we have to repent and examine ourselves.
在每天的祷告当中，第一件事先向神认错悔改。
It's not to cry out, ask God to help you.
并不是说你就求神来帮助你。
It's not ask God to deliver you from your predicament.
也不是求神将你从你的困苦当中救出来。
The first thing, every day, every prayer.
每一次的祷告的第一件事。
God, did I fall short of your glory?
神啊，我是不是亏缺了你的荣耀
？Wait, did I do anything that I didn't know even was wrong?
我是不是做了连自己都不知道我做错了事情
？So let your light shine through me.
求你的光照亮我。
Then when one day we will see God face to face, we will be blameless.
这样我有一天。与你面对面的时候，我就可以成为完全。
Now let's turn back to Psalm chapter 17, verse 14.
我们看回来诗篇第十七篇。
Psalm 17:14.
十四节。
Psalm 17, verse 14.
诗篇十七篇十四节。
Let's read.
耶和华啊，求你用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。
Verse 15.
你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。
Now, if you see God, if you know that one day you'll see God face to face, your approach to next generation will be very different.
如果你知道有一天你要与神面对面，那你要留给后世代的人就是不一样的事了。
If you don't have this concept, you'll be like the rest of the world.
如果你没有这样的观念，你就会像一般的世人所做的。
What is the concept of the world?
到底这个世人他们所做什么
？Now most people, including us, when we are earning money, we try to build up wealth. It's not really for ourselves.
我们大部分的人都是这样。当我们赚了钱财之后，我们积攒钱财不一定是为了自己。
Because actually we don't need that much money.
因为我们一个人其实不需要那么多钱。
A lot of people work so hard is for the next generation.
大部分的人赚钱是为了下一代。
When we leave them houses, money, stocks.So that they can enjoy good life.
想要留给他们金钱、股票、房子，让他们可以享受人生。
We think the best thing to leave for them is money.
我们以为留给他们最好的东西就是金钱。
Just like verse 14, at that time, 1,000 years ago, people in their mind is the same. People had never changed.
就像几千年前的人也是一样，他们只想留财物给他们的孩子。
But if you have faith, if you know that one day you'll see God.
可是如果你有信心知道自己有一天要见神
what you're trying to pass on the next generation is very different.
你想要留给你孩子的东西很有可能就不一样了。
What do you want to pass to your next generation?
你想留什么给孩子呢
You want to pass your faith.
你想要留信仰给孩子。
You want them to retain their faith in Lord Jesus Christ.
你想要他们保有这样的信心，继续在主里面。
You want them to grow up in the church.
你想要他们在主里面长大。
Because people can take away the money.
因为人们会把钱财拿走。
You know, when war happens, when calamity, even when the second coming of Jesus comes, all the things will disappear.
不管是战争或者是各样的患难，都有可能让金钱消失。
But if they have Lord Jesus Christ,
可是如果他们有主耶稣，
even though you leave them, you are not taking care of them, you don't have to worry about them.
就算你离开了，你没办法再照顾他们，你也不用为他们担心。
God will take care of them.
因为神会照顾他们。
There was a minister before he passed away.
有一个传道者在他过世之前。
He tell his children to come to him.
他告诉他的孩子来到他的身边。
The children are very sad.
孩子非常伤心。
Because the father is about to die.
因为他们的父亲快要走了。
But the father give them just instruction, very important instruction.
可是父亲告诉他们很重要的步骤要做。
The father told them,
父亲告诉他们,
never leave God, never forsake God.
不要丢弃神, 不要离开神。
Even though people give you mountain of gold, mountain of silver, but you don't want to leave God, forsake God.
就算人们给你金银财宝, 你都不可以离开神。
God is most important.
因为神是最重要的。
Hope you can just remember this.
你只要记住这一件最重要的事。
And then second instruction.
第二点。
Take care of the church.
照顾教会。
And then the father passed away.
然后父亲就走了。
Thank God the children remember these two instructions.
感谢神，孩子记住这两件事。
Never leave God, never forsake God. Even people give you mountain of gold and silver, do not forsake God.
就算人给你金银财宝，你都不离开神。
And take care of the church.
然后要照顾教会。
Thank God they did these two instructions.
感谢神，他们有一直持守这两件事。
God bless the descendants for generations to come.
后来神就保佑这一家。
So that's why David, he didn't worry about his children.
所以在这里大卫也是不想留财物给他的孩子。
He didn't worry too much about his children.
他并不为自己的孩子担忧太
多。What he worried is his faith and whether the children has faith.
他只担心自己失落的信心，还有孩子是不是保有这份信仰。
So let verse 15 again to conclude.
所以我们来读第十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
1, 2, 3.
As for me,
I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. Wow. Wonderful. If one day David said, I wake up.
这里大卫说有一天当我醒了。
What does it mean he wake up?
什么是醒了?
The Bible describes is a person pass away, die in Christ. He is just like asleep, falling asleep.
圣经提到一个人在主里死了之后就像睡了一样。
Because when you sleep, you wake up again.
因为当你睡了之后你会有醒的一天。
Yes, physically, you die, you pass away. Maybe your body is in the tomb, become ashes. Doesn't matter where you are.
是的，在肉体上我们或许死了被埋在墓当中。
But when the sound of the trumpet call,
可是当有一天喇叭声吹响，
末世的号筒，
末世的号筒吹响，
the dead will be resurrected.
死人都必复活。
And then Jesus Christ will transform them into spiritual body.
主耶稣会把这一些死掉的人的灵魂转成灵体。
So they will see God face to face.
他们就会与神见面对面。
So David, at that time, Holy Spirit moved him to write this down.
所以那个时候大卫被圣灵感动写下这一篇。
He said, this is all I care.
他说我那时候就心满意足了。
This is all what I long for.
这就是我全心盼望的事情。
After a long period of long distance relationship,
在两地相隔遥远的距离的恋情之后，
before he died, he was very happy.
在他要死之前，他非常的开心。
Because he's going to see God face to face.
因为他期盼那一天他要见到神。
I'm going to conclude by sharing a testimony that I heard from China many years ago.
我现在要用这个见证来当一个结论。
From China, our church. In the past in China, we have a lot of very interesting, wonderful testimony.
在中国的过去，我们有很多非常美好的见证。
There was a minister.
是有一个传道者。
有一个执事啊。
有一个执事。
And then he was very sick.
他生很重的病。
And then his whole family was surrounding him.
他的整个家庭的人都围在他身边
was praying for him.
也为他祷告
And then he passed away.
后来他就走了
And the whole family was very sad.
整个家族的人非常的伤心
They keep praying, praying, praying.
他们一直的祷告一直的祷告
Crying, crying, asking God, God please bring him back.
求神能够让他再醒过来
And miraculously, God answered the prayer.
结果奇妙的是，神真的回答回应了他们
的祷告。And then the father, the minister, opened his eyes.
这个执事把眼睛打开。
Wow! And then he was brought back alive.
他就这样活过来了。
Wow! The children were so happy. Praise God! Hallelujah! Oh, father resurrected. Father come back to life.
他的孩子们非常的开心，一直不断的赞美主。
Guess what the father said next second?
结果父亲睁眼之后说了什么
？The father scolded them.
父亲非常生气的骂人。
What are you guys doing?
你们到底在说做什么
？The children said, "We are praying for you so that you can come back to life."
我们是为你祷告，求神让你可以复活。
Wow, the father was so upset.
父亲非常的失望。
The father showed them what he see after the moment he passed away.
父亲告诉他们自己死了之后看见了什么。
You know, in spirit, he going to see God already.
他在灵里面已经见到神了。
He see heaven so bright, so beautiful, so wonderful.
他看到天堂非常的美丽。
He's no more in sickness, no more in his body.
他已经不住在自己的身体里。
He was going to enter heaven, so beautiful, so bright.
他的灵体已经到了天国，非常的开心，非常的美丽。
But the angel stopped him.
可是天使。
And then he asked, "Why you stop me? I'm a believer all this year. You know, I want to inherit. I want to see God face to face."
可是天使阻止他进城，那他就问天使，为什么我是个信徒，我不能进去吗
？And then the angels answer him, "Because your children are crying. They're praying for you like so crazy, and then they don't want you to die."
那天使就说，因为你的孩子很伤心，在为你进食祷告。
Okay, so you go back.
所以你回去吧。
And then he woke up.
那他就醒过来。
And see the people praying, and then was very happy.
然后他就看到大家都很开心，看见他醒过来了。
Wow, that old minister was so upset, and then scold his children.
这个执事非常的生气，骂了他的孩子。
He said, "I tell you guys, next time when I die, don't pray for me like this."
他说下一次我死的时候，千万别这样帮我祷告。
If I die, I have go let me to see Jesus.
如果我死了，我就是要去天国见耶稣。
Next time I die, make sure you don't pray like this, okay?
下次我死的时候，千万别再这样祷告。
The children were so shocked. Wow, we pray for the father resurrected, and we get scolded.
这个孩子就 很奇怪的觉得我们帮父亲祷告怎么还被骂呢、
but actually the minister he know one day next time he will see God
可是执事他很确信自己下一次还是可以见到神
he's old too
他也年纪很大
so next time he very soon after he also got very sick and he died
之后没有多久他就离世了
and the children let him go
他的孩子就让他走
so this is a very wonderful testimony
这是一个很美好的见证
thatIn Christ, what is our hope?
在主里，我们有什么样的盼望呢
？After so many years of long-distance relationship,
经过这么多年的恋爱长跑
，Yes, just like the psalmist said.
就像诗人在这里说的
，As for me, you know, I'm not like the rest of the people. Worry about money, children. I don't even care about them.
我并不想留财物给我的孩子，也不担心我的孩子。
You know, I'm not even worried about my children.
我不担心我孩子的未来。
I just want to see your face.
我只想在义中见你的面。
Because I don't want long-distance relationship anymore.
因为我不想再与你这样远距离了。
I want to see you face to face.
我想要与你面对面见面。
In righteousness.
在义中。
Then I shall be satisfied.
这样我就心满意足了。
When I awake in your likeness.
我醒了的时候得见你的形象。
Isn't this what you want?
是不是这也是你想要的呢
？Let's sing hymn.
我们一起来唱诗。